Greetings and welcome to AmazingPages.com. This is episode 8 of The Journey, my story of cancer treatment and survival, hopefully. Today is day 0. I will be receiving a bone marrow transplant at sometime today. It was delayed, but I have been advised that it will be arriving from Germany via the big silver bird at approximately 3:45 today, that it'll be processed, and in whatever magic that they do that I don't understand because it's way above my pay grade, it will be basically IV dripped into me after that point, which is a lot less dramatic than most people think when they think of a transplant. My evening was relatively calm. We had a little bit of aggravations with a few things coming to fruition all at once. Problems, just temporal stuff. My daughter had a problem with her car. She came to visit. Just little chicken shit stuff. But all little things get amplified so much when you're going through this cancer journey. I mean, everything just, seems like it's just absolutely monstrously huge and overcomer, that you can't overcome. But that isn't the case at all. I had a relatively restful night. I woke up this morning, however, extremely tired. True fatigue has once again become my ally, and I'm getting, and I've had a bit of a headache most of the day today, hot and cold flashes, mostly residual things from the high-dose chemotherapies that I was given over the last few days, and the radiation. But today is the big day. Today is the day that I get the new stem cells, the bone marrow, and again, the prediction from the doctors is that it won't hit me right away. Things should go mostly normally for another day or 2 days, and then I should be feeling very challenged, perhaps having rejection issues. And of course, all of those will be dealt with individually to try to ensure that I can get onto the other side of this and overcome it. But as was explained to me, and I may have mentioned in a previous podcast, if you have a heart transplant, your body tries to reject the heart. If you have a bone marrow transplant, your entire body tries to reject itself because it's your immune system. So everything tries to be rejected. So they have to get you down to where you have basically nothing left to reject. That's the whole point of getting me to such a weak state as I am right now. In any case, that is where I am, but I don't feel terrible. I still was able to walk a mile today. I've been eating not quite as robustly because I've had a little nausea, but this is to be expected. It is really kind of day zero because I'm winding up with 2 day zeros, but it is what it is, and I generally feel that I'm going to be fine from all this. I know there will be challenges, but I also have my faith in God and my faith in medicine and science, and I know that God is directing the hands of these very talented people at the Moffitt Cancer Center, and I'm going to be just fine. I appreciate your listening. If you are someone who is listening to this in the future, regardless of my outcome, I hope that listening to these words and hearing how it happens to an actual person is truly a benefit to you. So for now, I'm Jim. Thank you for listening. Go on out and have yourselves an amazing day.